You're locked into Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio.
And welcome to Elevated Radio. My name is Rick Delgado. I'm your host and welcoming to the show right now out of Williamstown, New Jersey. She is the owner of Hearthwise Tarot LLC. You can reach out to her either by phone or through the website. The website is Hearthwise Tarot. That's HERTHWiseTarot.com or 856-981-2221. I'm talking about my guest, Susan Lasprigato. Susan, welcome to the show, and how are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Susan, and thank you for jumping on the phone with us and having some fun. Hey, before we get started here, do me a favor, tell everybody a little bit about yourself and the work that you do.
Okay. Well, I'm a diverse and creative tarot professional, have over 20 years of experience reading the tarot, own my own business, and I help people to look through their choices, consider new possibilities and trends and patterns in their lives, and help them to make empowering decisions the tarot.
Okay. Now, how long have you been doing this?
Over 20 years.
Oh, wow. And what was it that led you down this road, Susan?
Well, I've always been intuitive. As a child, I've always been very sensitive to the energy around me, and I've always wanted to be a helper. And in fact, I was a paramedic for 15 years, ended up in New York City for a little while, helping up there. And I came to realize in working with people that there's many ways to help people. And, you know, the body is just one way. And often that if I could ease their mind and lift their spirits, that, you know, that was another way of helping people as well.
Right. All right. So now take me through the process. When somebody contacts you and wants to have a reading done, how does the whole thing work with tarot cards?
Okay. Well, the first thing that I like to do is to make sure that we're going to be a good fit, because there are many ways to read the cards. But basically, I go from an empowering perspective. So someone will call me, and I will find out just in general, what is it that they would like to know? What would they like to look at?
Right.
And, you know, so I have that when we schedule. And I explain to them, my view of the tarot is that tarot is a lot like a GPS, okay? Uh-huh. It can offer guidance to help get you to your destination. Now, ultimately, you're the one that's got to get you there or not. And it helps to have a question in mind. The question's really important with tarot, because otherwise it's like being in a cab sightseeing while the meter's running.
Right.
You know, you may or may not see something that's of interest to you. Okay? And it's also, a lot of people confuse it with, you know, prediction and psychic readings. And a lot of readers are psychic, but, you know, tarot is not a guarantee that you'll have a certain outcome.
Right.
Because everyone has free will. They have choice.
Right.
And just like a GPS, it isn't perfect, but it can be very, very helpful. It can offer a lot of guidance.
Right. And from what I understand, too, it would be, time sensitive, because then after a while, things change. And so your options could change, too, right?
Absolutely. I mean, there are many factors, you know, going down the pathway toward a decision or a particular outcome. You know, there are oftentimes many people involved. People can change their mind at any time. You know, and a person will call and they may say, you know, will I get the job or not? And I say that's not the question to ask. Mm-hmm. What you want to ask is, what do I need to put my best foot forward in order to get that job?
Right.
Because if I turn around and I say, all right, cards look like, yeah, you're going to get it, and where you were psyched up and you were going to, you know, iron that nice suit and you were going to leave early and you were going to go through all your notes, well, maybe now you think you have it in the bag.
Right.
And, you know, so you don't put your best foot forward and it alters your outcome.
Right.
So I will always shift it towards empowering the person in the situation and what can they do.
Right.
Because otherwise, I think it becomes a disempowering situation of waiting for something to happen to you.
Right. And people get locked in. They're like, well, you know, they said I was going to win the lottery, so I have to just sit here and wait.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't quite work that way, you know?
Yeah. You know, when they talk about, yes, you might see an influx of you know, money come your way, doesn't mean sit there and play the lottery. It means, you know.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. I believe that the universe will meet you halfway, but you still have to do your part. So it's almost like when we put an intention out there, and I'll say to someone, well, what outcome do you want? What do you desire? Put your intention out there, and it's almost like a reverse domino effect where putting that intention out there, you're walking toward it, and now that's coming back toward you. And we don't know exactly when or how, but you've at least initiated something energetically.
Right. Yeah, because a lot of times, you know, again, people are looking, whether it's a confirmation that the feelings they're getting is like, yes, this confirms that I probably should be continued down this road, or they're getting a feeling like, maybe that's not really going to work for me. Should I continue to do it? You know what I mean? This can help kind of give you some clarity.
Absolutely. And, you know, I truly believe that people don't give their own intuition enough credit. And the best tarot readings, in my opinion, will help to bring about your own realization, things that you felt, you know, you had a feeling about it, you thought you knew, but you maybe needed to see it in a visual form, you needed to hear it put a different way, you know, but a tarot reading should be recognizable to your life in the moment,
right.
Not some crazy predictions or, you know, things you've never heard of. You should be able to recognize the information that's being given to you and utilize what you're hearing, just like advice with the GPS. You can choose not to take the recommended path or make that turn,
right.
You know, and then it recalculates.
Yeah, exactly. But if anything, it can kind of, you know, you may already be going down a path. And like I said, you know, you're using it to just kind of validate where you're headed and think, okay, yeah, I am going in the right direction. I'm getting some good,
absolutely,
good information, mm-hmm, here. But it's not something to live your life by. You know, sit there and just wait for it to happen, right?
Correct. It's just information. It's guidance for your consideration.
Right.
And we always say, you know, if you have something specific that's medical, that's legal, seek the right professionals for that. This is just one aspect,
right,
of information to use for your consideration.
Yeah. And it can be done either, I guess you do most of your readings on the phone, right?
I do a lot of them on the phone. I also do a lot of events and parties and things of that nature.
All right. So if people want to reach out to our guest, Susan, they can reach out to her. Best way to do that is go to the website, hearthwisetarot.com. That's H-E-A-R-T-H, wisetarot.com. You can also give her a call directly as well at 856-981-2221 and find out, you know, how this could be beneficial to you. Maybe give you some of that clarity. Maybe confirm something. You know, like, hey, I'm thinking this. Am I on the right path? It could provide you exactly with what you're looking for. And Susan Laspregato, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right. You're very welcome. Have a great day. We'll be back with more on Elevated Radio right after these words.
You're locked in to Elevated Radio FM. Radio FM. Radio FM.